Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you Treasures of Our Faith, reflections from priests in our listening area on topics of their choosing. And now, Treasures of Our Faith.
Welcome to Treasures of Our Faith. My name is Father David Schalk, and I am the pastor at Christ the King Church in Columbus. It is a pleasure to discuss with you the Hispanic presence and ministry in the United States and in the Diocese of Columbus. This is a four-part series, four-part Treasures of Our Faith on Hispanic ministry, Hispanic presence. Before we go any further, let us pray together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have united us in one family, in one church. You have poured out your Spirit upon us that we might be one with your Son and one with you. Continue to fill our minds and our hearts with that same Spirit, that we might follow your will in all things, that we might know you and love you more fully. We make this prayer to you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as I mentioned, we are in this four-part series on Hispanic ministry, Hispanic presence in the church in the United States, in the church, the Diocese of Columbus. This is the third part in that four-part series. First part, we talked a little bit about immigration. What does the church teach on immigration? And we know that the church encourages us, urges us to welcome the immigrant as Christ himself, to see the face of Christ in the face of the immigrant. We talked a little bit about the very thorny issue of immigration reform in this country. We talked about the presence of so many undocumented, millions of undocumented immigrants, and the importance of finding a solution for that issue, that political issue, that moral issue in our country, and paving a path to citizenship for those undocumented immigrants in a way that will benefit them and benefit our country. We talked in the second part of this four-part series about the changing face of the Catholic Church in the United States, the Hispanic presence here. We know that 40% of all U.S. Catholics identify themselves as Hispanic. And we know that 55% of all U.S. Catholics under the age of 30 are Hispanic, which means that those young people will grow up to be the majority in the church here in the United States. And what does that mean? Do we see that as a threat? Hopefully not. Hopefully we see that as a beautiful opportunity. Within the church, we are very happy to celebrate that Hispanic identity in our Catholic Church here in the United States. Today, we are talking about what's happening here in the Diocese of Columbus. What are we doing to address this burgeoning population of Latino Catholics in a very local level? I ended this the second part of this four-part series talking about the challenges of this burgeoning population, this ever-increasing Hispanic population in the church in the United States. And the church here in Columbus is addressing those challenges, responding to those challenges in a variety of ways. And I think big picture, or one of the bigger questions is, again, what does it mean to be a multicultural parish? What does it mean to be a bilingual parish? That is a question we're wrestling with, and we're coming up with different solutions here in the diocese. A little history about the Diocese of Columbus and the Hispanic population. Several years ago, well over 10 years ago, our bishop, Bishop Griffin at the time, he founded a parish for our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters in the city of Columbus. He founded Santa Cruz. It operated, this parish operated out of Holy Cross. That's what Santa Cruz means, of course, in Spanish. It operated out of Holy Cross in downtown Columbus. It has since moved to Holy Name Church on the campus of Ohio State. And Santa Cruz, it's a very vibrant community. They have three masses every weekend in Spanish. The ministry at that parish is exclusively in Spanish. And a lot of wonderful, beautiful things taking place. But what's unique about Santa Cruz is, like I say, it's all in Spanish. It's for Spanish speakers alone. Other models within the Diocese of Columbus are emerging of how to welcome Spanish speakers. How do we welcome the Latino community? Many parishes are committing themselves to be bilingual, to recognize that, yes, we have parishioners that speak English and we have other parishioners who speak Spanish. There are things that we can do together, and there are some things that we do separately. Some things allow for a greater integration of many languages, and some things we have to respect differences. And that is okay. That's what's taking place at, for example, my parish at Christ the King Church. We are building bridges, yes, between our Spanish speakers and our English speakers. And we're also allowing, well, worship in English and worship in Spanish. We have faith formation in English and we have faith formation in Spanish. We can, like I say, come together in different points of contact in the life of the parish. And that's what we're trying to do, is cooperate in living and sharing the faith. We know as Catholics that we are meant to embrace Christ and show Christ to the world. And we can do that in many languages, and we can grow in our friendship with Christ, with people of many different cultures. So Christ the King is just one example, but there are several churches throughout the city, throughout the diocese, where, yes, we have one parish that speaks different languages, one parish with communities within that parish that come together when possible and remain distinct when necessary. Another challenge, I would say, in embracing this this influx of Spanish speakers in the United States and here in the Diocese of Columbus would be the lack of faith formation or the lack of proper catechesis received by our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters. And the reason for that is, well, there's a cultural difference. I grew up here in the Diocese of Columbus in a suburban parish and was very accustomed to going to CCD every Sunday evening. And that's how I learned the doctrine of the Catholic faith. I worked through textbooks with a catechist, kindergarten all the way through eighth grade. And after that, there were faith formation programs for teens at my parish. And that's how I received the faith, so to speak. It's altogether different in the Hispanic community. The faith is passed down on the family level. Typically, in Latin America, parents don't send their children to CCD or PSR programs within the parish. They teach the faith exclusively within the family. And that is to say, grandparents and aunts and uncles will teach the younger people in the home what it means to be Catholic and what it means to pray and who the saints are and what the Bible is. And this is the idea that the faith is passed down through the generations in the family and in the extended family. So what's happened is that these Latinos have immigrated to this country, and the extended families are broken up, and that chain is broken, that link is broken, and the young people here, they came here as immigrants, they didn't have grandma in the home, their aunts and uncles to teach them what it means to be Catholic. So there's this lack of faith formation because of, well, immigration, because they're here. So what does the church do? How does the church respond to this challenge? Well, of course, we in the parishes, we try and supplement that faith formation that has been lacking within the families. But, you know, a very beautiful thing that's taken place here in the Diocese of Columbus, we've invited the missionary servants of the word to come and help us in this effort. The missionary servants of the word, this is a religious community. It was founded just over 30 years ago in Mexico City. And these missionary servants of the word, they're consecrated religious women who live to evangelize. And they evangelize precisely through the word of God. Let me take a break here and just say that you're listening to Treasures of Our Faith. My name is Father David Shock. I'm the pastor at Christ the King Church in Columbus. We're talking about the Hispanic presence and ministry in the Diocese of Columbus. And one of the most exciting things happening right now in the Diocese of Columbus is the work of the missionary servants of the word. As I say, they live to evangelize. That's their apostle. They are missionaries, and they reach out to the Catholic community, to those in the margins of their faith, those fallen away Catholics, and they engage them through the Bible. They have vibrant and engaging Bible studies that take place not just once a week at the church, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. No, they have multiple studies going on throughout the week, 3, 4, 5 times a week, both in the home and at the parish. It's a comprehensive faith formation for all those willing to open up their lives to the sisters, open up their lives to the word of God. The sisters, as I say, go to the homes of parishioners. They go to the homes of fallen away Catholics to pray the rosary, to talk about the faith, to invite people back to church. They'll go door to door in primarily Hispanic neighborhoods here in the city of Columbus. And what's beautiful about the missionary servants of the word is that they engage not just the youth or not just adults, but the whole family. They'll have formation programs for very, very young people and for teens and for young adults and for adults. And they shape their minds and their hearts. They form them to, in turn, be missionaries themselves. So that the sisters understand that the Father sent Christ into the world, and then Christ sends his apostles, his disciples out. Well, the sisters understand that they have been sent. And once they form through the word of God, form these people in the Catholic faith, they then send them out. It's a beautiful multiplication of missionaries, if you will. And that's what the missionary servants of the word do. Unfortunately, many of our Catholic brothers and sisters have fallen away from the church, and they seek spiritual nourishment at Protestant churches that focus so heavily on the word of God. As it should be, we should focus on the word of God, being Christians, being Catholics. And that's how the sisters do it. They break open the word and they say, yes, the Catholic Church published, produced the scriptures, or the church rooted in Christ proclaims the word, who is indeed Christ. So this is what they teach, and they form our Latino brothers and sisters here in the Diocese of Columbus. It's a beautiful thing, and we're very, very fortunate to have these sisters here in the diocese, both on the east side of Columbus at Christ the King and on the west side of the city at St. Stephen the Martyr Church. I mentioned in the second part, this is the third part of our four-part series, and the second part of our Treasures of Our Faith, the challenge of the Hispanic youth, young people, children, not attending Catholic schools. And this is for sure an issue that we must continue to address. One of the ways we're doing that is by making our schools more welcoming to the Latino community. One school in particular has had a lot of success, and that's St. James the Less School in Columbus. St. James the Less, for several years now, has committed to being a bilingual school. What I don't mean that the children receive instruction in English and Spanish. What I mean is that they welcome the Latino community by providing bilingual teachers who can speak with parents in Spanish. They have bilingual aides who can help the younger students, kindergarten and first grade, those students who are still learning the English language as they speak Spanish in their homes. They provide all of their news in both English and Spanish, their newsletters and their folders that they send home to the parents. It's in English and in Spanish. They have interpreters for their back-to-school meeting and their parent-teacher conferences. This is the idea where they are intentionally reaching out to those Spanish-speaking families and building relationships with those families so they indeed feel comfortable in sending their students to St. James the Less. They have creative things, too, like a salsa competition. Not salsa dance, but rather salsa that you eat with nacho chips. They have a salsa competition for all of the families in the school. They have a multicultural fashion show. They have a large Guadalupe celebration because they know that's important to their Spanish-speaking families. It's a beautiful thing. As I say, they've had success in the 2013-2014 school year. They had 58% of their students were Hispanic. They're helping these young people embrace their Catholic identity so they can be lifelong Catholics. In the 2014-2015 school year, they're anticipating an increase of 12%. That is to say, 70% of their students will be Hispanic, which is great, because if these young people, these young Catholics, are not going to Catholic school, well, there's a possibility that they're going to lose the fervor of their faith. They're going to know the faith a little bit less. An important note here, I would say that St. James the Less, that school, is embracing the Hispanic population by speaking Spanish, but at the same time, they're also offering English as a second language classes for their Spanish-speaking parents. It's every Sunday. They've had a great response. These parents are thankful for this communication to them in Spanish, but they're also saying yes to learning English, and they want to learn English to be better enculturated, incorporated into life here in the United States. So a beautiful thing, a beautiful way to respond to this challenge of so few Latino children attending Catholic schools. So kudos to St. James the Less. Can I speak a little bit about some other exciting things that are happening here in the Diocese of Columbus? By the way, you're listening to Treasures of Our Faith. We're talking about Hispanic presence, Hispanic ministry in the United States and in the Diocese of Columbus. I would be remiss not to mention the importance of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We're going to speak more on Guadalupe in the fourth part of this four-part series, but in the Diocese of Columbus, the Hispanic Catholics here, they demonstrate their love for Our Lady of Guadalupe in a variety of ways. Of course, the most important expression would be on December 12th, the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And I can speak to what's taking place at Christ the King Church. When we have our Guadalupe celebration, that means that we begin at 6 a.m. With Las Mañanitas. These are songs and prayers, the rosary for sure, to welcome the day, to greet Our Lady early in the morning as a community. It's so beautiful, so wonderful to witness the devotion, the fervor of those Latinos who wake up early to come to Las Mañanitas at 6 a.m. and they'll come with their rosaries. They'll be smiling. They'll come with their flowers, presenting Our Lady with those flowers, and we'll pray for an hour or an hour 15 minutes, an hour 30 minutes. And when that is done, we'll have a huge breakfast. We'll continue the celebration with food. And typically, we'll have Mexican food for breakfast, and in enjoy each other's company, presence. After that, we have our Guadalupe procession that begins on Livingston Avenue, Livingston and College. Down the street, we all gather at a, turns out it's a lawyer's office in his parking lot, with his permission, of course, and gather with a large truck to lead us with a sound system so we can pray the rosary as we process down Livingston Avenue towards Christ the King Church. We have the anda, which is the this wooden structure that both men and women carry, the statue of Our Lady of Guadalupe. She sits across this wooden structure they carry on their shoulders as they walk down Livingston Avenue, and we pray the rosary and we witness to the faith. And keep in mind, it's December 12th. We've been in blizzards. We've been in very frigid temperatures, but it does not deter the people. We have our devotion. We have this procession. When the procession arrives at church, we have more songs, more praise to God and to the Mother of God, and we have a Mass, a big, beautiful Mass, a celebration. And after the Mass is complete, when the Mass is done, we have a reception in our school gym. The party continues, and at that reception, people have poetry for Our Lady, and they sing more songs to Our Lady. There's witness talks to how important Our Lady is in the lives of the people. And this is all part of the display. And of course, Christ the King Church is not the only church that has devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. There's processions on the north side of the city and the west side of the city. This is the, I would say, principal holiday for Hispanic Catholics. And it's altogether beautiful. It shows the affective side of our faith. There's nothing dry about this devotion. It's engaging the whole person, the mind, the heart, and the soul, even the body. So it's very, I don't know, this is all the characteristic of the Latino Catholic faith. It's also seen in the Via Crucis devotion, the way of the cross. When I think about the beautiful, it's altogether beautiful. Our English speaking community, we pray the way of the cross. We have booklets and with our hearts filled with love for our Lord who suffered for us. We follow the way of the cross, the stations around our church, being led very, very piously. And it's, like I say, altogether beautiful. We have another altogether beautiful way of celebrating the way of the cross in our Spanish-speaking community. They don't carry little booklets, but it's dramatization of the passion of our Lord. We have someone who is dressed as Christ, carrying a large wooden cross. We have others dressed as Roman soldiers who are scourging him along the way. The whole parish is there following along, and there's a reenactment of the passion. And again, it's living, it's emotional, it's engaging, and this is the faith of the people, the way they express their faith and live their faith. So, there's something amazing taking place in the Diocese of Columbus, and you can see it in these devotions. You can see it at St. James the Less opening their doors to the Hispanic youth. There's beautiful things taking place with the missionary servants of the Word, and we're fortunate to see the Holy Spirit at work in our Hispanic community in the Diocese of Columbus. So we continue to pray for that community. We continue to pray for all of our Catholics, English-speaking and Spanish-speaking alike, that we might grow in our faith and grow united as we know and love and serve the Lord. So let us pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we desire to love you even more. So we ask that you continue to bless us with your grace and your mercy. Continue to lift us up closer to yourself. Lift us up closer to each other as one church, one Catholic church in the Diocese of Columbus. Unite our parishes, unite our many cultures, so that we might serve you more and more effectively, building up your kingdom in our city. Jesus, we make this prayer to you who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Treasures of Our Faith is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Treasures of Our Faith and all of our locally produced programs are available at stgabrielradio.com. Veni Sancti.